This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and collegiate programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, it was a shootout at Kentucky Lake for the Berkeley Elite presented by Abu Garcia, and the last man standing was Elite Series newbie Wesley Strader. Now, you're not going to find Strader listed with the rookies because this guy came over from FLW with over $1.5 million in winnings after 21 years on that circuit. But he certainly proved his worth in just his third Elite Series event, winning by 4 pounds over Skeet Reese, who seemed in command after day two. Skeet was on great quality fish, but he come up one short fish on day three and one short on Championship Sunday. Coming up later in the show, the champ Wesley Strader jumps on board. Now, on Saturday, I did a segment of Bassmaster Live with Dave Mercer, and then I dragged him backstage and did a segment with him for this week's Bassmaster Radio Show. We talked about what goes on behind the scenes, and as always, Mercer delivers. But in a leadoff role today, the guy whose star is certainly on the uptick, Ronnie Moore, joins us. Now, Ronnie is Bassmaster Live's master of minutia with all the data and trends from the elites as they compete. But on Championship Sunday, his role expanded as Tommy Sanders was down with flu-like symptoms, and Ronnie took the wheel. He's up next. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a Wesley's Waterworld edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. May 17th through 20th, the top 108 bass fishermen in the world will meet at Lake Travis in Jonestown, Texas for the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Texas Fest is a bucket list event for all fans of bass fishing, with $1 million and a Geico Bassmaster Classic berth on the line. Going out of Jones Brothers Park each day, there'll be tons of fun to be had for the entire family. Texas does it big, so make plans to be at Texas Fest this year, May 17th through 20th.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And in the leadoff role today, Ronnie Moore, who has apparently on some levels had taken over the lead host chair on Bassmaster Live, I guess only when Tommy Sanders is out sick. But he joins us now. Ronnie, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. I'm doing good. It's just next man up, you know. It's if your star player gets hurt or sick or can't fulfill his duties for just one day out of the millions he's done it, I guess you just got to be ready for whenever they call your name. So it was awesome this weekend, though.
No, it was great work by you, and it was a very intriguing tournament. There was no doubt about it, and we know that you're going to be up there in Michigan with Zona Live coming up later on in the week, and so we want to touch on that a little bit. Plus, you know, the Eastern Open is the Bass Pro Shops Eastern Open is heading to your home lake, and we'll get your thoughts about Lake Norman as well. But on Kentucky Lake, it didn't take long for Wesley Strader, did it? I mean, I think that was his third elite event. He's fishing a couple of classics, and he took home the big check.
He did. Wesley had a complete tournament, not seeing everyone else in the field didn't, but to catch 80 pounds of bass in 4 days in Kentucky Lake, that's not a surprise because Kentucky Lake has them. 20 pounds a day is definitely doable, but with predominantly most of the fish shallow, with there being a halfway shad spawn going on, it wasn't full-blown, with the spawn halfway going on and the water falling, there's a lot of negative things going on with the shallow bite to stay consistent. But Wesley figured out a way to do so, and you saw it on Bassmaster Live on Championship Monday that he caught his limit basically on five different baits, and then he started dialing which baits he was going to get bigger bites on and which baits he was getting more bites on. You saw him throwing that buzz bait some, popping frog some, a spinner bait, and then at the end of the day, he hadn't caught any good fish all week flipping. And he went and he said, you know, if there's fish on these docks and this riprap that I'm fishing, they should be in that pocket in the back where the bushes are. Hadn't fished that pocket ever. Talked to him on the phone last night. He had never gone back there and fished that pocket. And all the times he fished Kentucky Lake, hadn't practiced there ever. And then three magical flips in a 25-minute time span. And Wesley Strader took the lead, expanded his lead, and then slammed the door with over 20 pounds on the final day. It was a very impressive finish, and he also dropped his biggest bags on the final 2 days, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and that'll get you the win. I mean, there's no doubt about it, and it was very impressive for that to happen the way it did, especially going into that last pocket. But one of the most impressive things I think we've ever seen on live had to be Wesley Strader basically building a spinnerbait on, you know, in 2 foot chop, bouncing up and down, and as fascinating as that was, watching him take and kind of create a whole new spinnerbait, changing the blades over onto a new bait. The first thing that I thought was, you designed that lure. You don't have a dozen of those in that boat. I mean, you don't have enough room to have a bunch of. Why would you just tie a new one on? I mean, that was kind of fascinating to see him do that, though.
I asked him about that. A lot of people wanted to put in their Monday morning quarterback 2 cents on that topic. But, you know, he's catching, he said, 7 or 8 fish, and he'd have to, you know, create a new spinnerbait because that wire is so thin of a diameter, but that's what gives it the great action that it has. And so, you know, if you're only getting 7 to 8 bites a day, like I said on live, maybe you only does need one. And so after catching that fish, it's also for some anglers, they want zero wasted moments in the day. Kevin Van Dam, he will take a minute or two to put on brand new treble hooks on crankbait if he thinks it'll matter that much. Wesley Schrader catches a fish, could get overly excited, fish a little too fast that morning, but instead he catches the fish, makes sure his tackle is in tune the way it needs to be, makes a new spinner bait up, gives us a great seminar and tutorial on it, shows us everything he needs to do, and then boom, 3 or 4 minutes later, he's back up on the front deck fishing, and he's fishing the same speed he was before. And I mentioned that somebody who fishes just like Wesley Schrader, Gerald Swindle, said that, man, when he won AOI, if he pulled up to a spot after going 70 miles an hour down the lake, he would naturally fish faster when he got there. But when he rolls up to a spot going 50, 55, and he's just cruising to his next area, he ends up fishing much calmer, much smoother, and he can pick apart an area much better. So everyone's got their quirks. Everyone's got their routine. And for Wesley, that was nothing out of the ordinary. So no wasted moments for most people, but that wasn't a wasted moment. It was a fine-tune your tackle and calm yourself down a little bit on a big stage like Championship Monday was.
Yeah. He's coming up a little bit later on in the show. I look forward to talking to him about that and some of the other decisions that he made out there. Now, the flip side of this is on Saturday when I did a hit with Dave Mercer on Live, we pretty much felt like this was Skeet Reese's tournament to lose. I mean, he looked like he was going to run away and hide with this deal. And, you know, he ends up second place by 4 pounds. So if you're looking at Sunday and you say, well, that was one fish, and you need one more fish as he brought in a four fish bag, which was set almost 18 pounds for those four fish. So he's catching really good fish. But when you look at it as being that he came in a fish light on Saturday and a fish light on Sunday, you hate it for the guy because you think, Skeet Reese, come on, man. He's going to come up with it five each day. And those two fish would have certainly given him the win, really. To be honest with you, this is a matter of Skeet Reese not putting a couple of two and a half pound fish in the boat to finish off his limit on Saturday and Sunday, or on Sunday and Monday.
That's the biggest thing that I noticed. It's hard to catch a 15-inch fish this time of the year in Kentucky Lake that's not 2 pounds. So he catches a 15-incher on Sunday to fill his limit. He catches a 15-incher on Monday. And we're singing a different tune on Tuesday, but I think that that's the biggest thing, though. Skeet Reese averaged over a 4.25 pound fish for his fish. 18 fish for the week, almost 80 pounds. You know, if he would have had, he had 76 pounds of 18 fish, over a 4 pound average. He wasn't catching many fish, and he wasn't getting many ordinary bites. Every bite that he got on day one, he had 23 pounds, 11 ounces. Those are all 4 to 5 pound fish. Day two, on the shad spawn, he had 21 pounds in the boat in a blink of an eye before everyone else could wet their line, basically. And then the last 2 days, he had 4 fish, all of them quality, before 11 o'clock. And it's just that shad spawn, like we said, was halfway going on. It was just starting in some areas of the lake, and it wasn't consistent. So it's hard to run around on the shad spawn because it happens so quick in the mornings and it doesn't last that long that you've got to basically say, what's my best place to catch some fish that the shad spawn's going on? And you have to go there and fish it until maybe you should have to leave when that sun gets up. And that's what Skeet Reese did. And we saw the quality every morning, just better catching 5 every morning on the shad spawn. He's only catching 2 or 3. And it got tough after that.
It just didn't seem to be that there was a plan B, you know, that worked for him later on in the day. It was fascinating to see him fishing. Basically, you could see the launch site right behind him. I mean, that's how close he was. He could almost trolling motored out to the launch site. So, you know, he was doing a great job there. Ronnie Moore with us from Bassmaster Live. All right, Ronnie, we got just about a minute left. But your home lake, man, as people are listening to this right now, we're out there fishing Lake Norman. I hope I'm fishing today as people are listening to this because it would be the finals day on Saturday. But I know you wish you could be out there fishing. You love that lake. And speaking of shad spawn, there might be a little bit of that going on as well.
Lake Norman is a place that I cut my teeth and grew up in, and it's really an awesome fishery. Spotted bass, largemouth, and the last few years, the spotted bass have gotten big. We've seen it on lakes like Lanier, Hartwell. Spotted bass have gotten really big. Lake Norman's no exception to that. They had a big bass event just a few weeks ago, and a bunch of big spots and largemouth were weighed in. I think that this tournament, as you listen to this, I think it transpired as everyone in the field is going to catch a limit, even the co-anglers. You're going to need those bigger bass. Some of them will come on a shad spawn. Some of them still may be spawning themselves. So I think there's a lot of different ways you're going to be able to catch them at Lake Norman. And I think that the winner is going to have a bigger weight than we all expect from a Lake Norman, a place that predominantly had smaller spotted bass just a few years ago. I think they've really grown up there.
All right, Ronnie Moore has been our guest. Ronnie, we're looking forward to live. Those of us that didn't get a chance to see it as Zona Live happened, we'll be able to see it in the archives for sure. And have some fun up there in Michigan.
Thank you so much, Tom. You the man.
All right, thank you. There you go. Ronnie Moore, it's good stuff right there. All right, when we come back, Dave Mercer. I turned the tables on Dave Mercer. I was on live with him on Saturday, and then I took him back by the tanks, and we recorded a segment for today's show and kind of pulled the curtain back a little bit on Bassmaster Live from Dave Mercer's standpoint, and that's coming up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion, Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. Now, this past Saturday, I did a hit on Bassmaster Live with Dave Mercer. And when I was done with it, I took Dave backstage and we kind of pulled the curtain back on what goes on when the guys come in for the weigh-in. We talked a little bit about live as well. And this was my conversation with Dave Mercer last Saturday before the day two weigh-in.
Tom Abraham here. We're on location. We're going to pull the curtain back a little bit here at the Berkeley Elite Series event at Kentucky Lake. We're here with Dave Mercer. He is, of course, the MC for all of the doings here, and he also is with Bassmaster Live and has his own show, which is tremendous, The Facts of Fishing. Mercer, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You just listed a lot of the reasons I'm doing great. I mean, I honestly never, you know, sometimes you work in industries and you meet people and you're like, they totally take their position for granted. I honestly, every day I walk up to the venue, I'm like, you know, it's a job like anything else, but I'm like, this is the job I dreamed of having. So I'm doing great.
You know, that's an interesting thing, because when I came up from Winchester, Tennessee, where I live, which is about 3 hours from here, it was pouring the whole way. And you know, there was a couple of times my wife looked over at me, I looked over at her, and like, is this, you know, really? And I'm like, you know what? I got the greatest gig going. And if I get the opportunity to go and talk to Dave Mercer and be on live and see the folks here and everything else like that, I'm going to do it. So, yeah, that is true. We can never, ever take for granted this gig that we got.
Well, and that's the thing that all the anglers and people like yourself, myself, we all share. This is our dream. I mean, really, you know, all of us just, you know, none. And I think that's what makes anglers so special, if you ask me. You compare them to other sports. None of these guys got in this to get rich. They just wanted to fish for a living. So it really is. We're very lucky, but and that's the cool thing about our crowds. I mean, wherever we go, there's no organization, there's no group of anglers that draws a crowd like these guys do, and they're so accessible, so easy. I mean, so one thing I tell you, if you have a Bassmaster event within 3 hours, you know, all the time we'll hear, oh, when are you going to come here? And then you go to that state, and they're like, well, it's a 2-hour drive. Do it. It's a cool event. And think about it. It's totally free. What else do you do on Earth, really? What else can you do for a day that and sit and see your heroes? Because these guys are still my heroes.
And in a few weeks, Texas Fest. I mean, how cool is that? It's a different kind of weigh-in. I know it'll be a little bit different this year and so on. But Texas Fest at a place in Lake Travis where not a lot of guys have a lot of experience. It's kind of a little pond. And you know you're going to have great service out there as well because it's, you know, it's pretty close to Dallas.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. You know, right, one of the coolest cities in America, Austin. I love that. You know, I think their slogan is keep it weird. And that kind of, you know, goes good with me, I guess. But it's going to be a fun event, and it's, again, a different event. It's in conjunction with Texas Parks and Wildlife. It started, I was actually involved in the original rendition of this event, and it was the Toyota Texas Bass Classic, and that ran on Lake Fork, a bunch of different lakes. But really, the whole reason for it was Dan Friedkin, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner, also, you know, the guy who owns Gulf States Toyota, he basically wanted to give something, a celebration back. And him and Kelly Jordan and Donato Ramos, who is another Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner, went fishing. And they came up with this plan. They said, you know, we want to have an event on one of the greatest fisheries that you can't have one ever. And that's Lake Fork, because their slot limit's 16 to 24 inches. So you just would have nobody, you know, able to fish there. And they installed these rules where it's catch and release right away, and they started that concept, and you know, you see it in a lot of places now, and it's very cool. You'll still see big fish at the weigh-in, just the overs, big fish. It has to be over 18 inches to bring it in. So it's kind of a cool event, and a lot of cool access to the anglers. And that event, there's a Bassmaster Classic berth on the line, so it's a little bit bigger.
Speaking of the Classic, I know folks in this part of the world are really excited about the Classic going to Knoxville. And I don't know if you've been to Knoxville or been in that part of Knoxville, but in my work in the sports field, I spent a lot of time doing pregame for Alabama right there in front of Neyland Stadium when they would travel there, and all the great restaurants in the Vol Navy. And what a sight it's going to be for takeoffs each morning, where people literally can line up alongside that boardwalk there where all the restaurants are and see the boats take off from there. It's going to be, and then the guys, you could almost ride in your boat when they take them out. Some of the guys have already said to me, Brandon Lester, I think, said, or no, it was Otte Defoe said, we should just ride in the boat from the time we take out to the time we get to the weigh-in right there at the Thompson Bowling Arena. That's going to be one heck of a classic.
Yeah, I mean, we were there last year for the Cherokee event. So when we were there, I mean, I saw it right away, and I'm sure they were working towards making it happen at that time, but I didn't know. But I'm like, this would be a great spot for a classic. I mean, it's got everything you need. And the coolest thing is it's located close to everyone, like literally everyone in the country, whether you live in Florida or New York. Knoxville's like 9 hours from you. It's like 9 hours from everywhere. So I think it's going to be a fun classic, and it's the very first classic. It'll be my ninth classic, and it'll be the very first time that I'll actually be able to walk to takeoff in the morning. Normally, it's, you know, 45 minutes, an hour drive. So fans are going to get you know, more access to the anglers than they've ever had in the past.
Tremendous stuff with Dave Mercer here. All right, just a moment. Let's pull back the curtain a little bit because you host one of the best shows, award-winning show, Facts of Fishing. And, you know, of course, whether it's Bassmaster Radio, whether it's Mark Zona's show or any of these other shows, a lot of times I think the people out there, they think that somebody just hires us and gives us piles of money. We're businessmen. We own these shows. We buy the time and we turn around and sell it to sponsors and so on. And I think that's the thing that people don't understand. You're more than just the guy making 1,000 casts at the front of that boat with the fantastic camera work that you have on your show. You do it all. That's the Dave Mercer Productions, right? Whether, you know, no matter what it is, in this industry, for the most part, that's what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, there is nobody that'll ever knock on your door. When Kevin Van Dam retires, I'm pretty sure a lot of people will knock on his door. But there's nobody on earth that will come to you and say, hey, great idea, I'm going to give you a fishing show. You have to work for those things in the industry. And, you know, basically for me, I'll be honest, it's all a means to an end. You know, when I was young, I was like, man, I want to fish for a living. I got to figure out a way how to do this. And you learn, you know, we directly negotiate all the sponsor deals. But that's the way I like it. You know what I mean? Because to me, it's so much more than that. You know, it's not just a company that you represent their brand. I mean, you're endorsing their equipment. And I would hate to have an agent that would call me up and be like, hey, you're using this now. You know, I like to deal directly. And I think that's a successful way in the industry just because it's a giant industry, but it's very small at the same time.
All right, finally, as we record this interview, we're standing in the area where the anglers will come in and weigh in and so on. We see such great spontaneity on stage when you're out there and you've got the anglers. They got to have an idea, but is it pretty spontaneous for them when they get, they really don't know, right, until they get to that scale and you're out there with trip welding and you guys get that final number. They don't know. They may know something, but they don't really know, right?
No, they don't. I mean, and that's actually a lot of the best shows happen backstage because you see them just, you know, so nervous. I mean, one of the best examples was our first event of the year last year, Timmy Horton. He really thought he lost. He said, there's no way I'm going to win this event. And that's why he collapsed on the stage. And, you know, even if you, like, look at this event. If Skeet Reese continues this, he'll go into the final day feeling pretty comfortable, obviously. And if he does that, but there's still that little bit of doubt. And thank the world for Jordan Lee, because in my world, I mean, you think about it, it's my job to make the weigh-in exciting or help it become exciting. Well, Bassmaster Live, as much as it's an awesome invention and I love being part of it, it makes my job tougher because everybody knows things. But Jordan Lee comes along and now people believe anything can happen. I mean, he came from 14th in the Classic and then what he did this year. So stories like that help me make my job easier.
I lied. I said, finally. I'm going to say one more finally. I don't know if you know who John Sterling is, but he's the voice of the New York Yankees, and he's known for his home run calls. Okay. You're the John Sterling of weigh-ins when it comes to bass, because you have these great calls. Unbelievable. And the giant bass and all of the 25, you know, for KVD. How spontaneous is that? How much do you think about it in your mind? Or is it just some, the guy comes out and you got some home run call for them basically when they weigh in?
I swear to you, it is 100% spontaneous for the most part. I mean, let's be honest, you never know who's going to win for the most part. And another thing is I never try to pay attention to the way or the afternoon of the final day, because I want my reaction to be real. And for the most part, most of them just come to me pretty spontaneously. And, you know, it's nice, the ones that work, but there's some that aren't very good, I'm sure. And, you know, the weirdest one is unbelievable. I mean, this year, obviously, it was very easy because, you know, it came to me last year, but I literally had nothing for that. Like, I did not think, you know, I thought Jordan was going to make a run at it. I didn't think it was. So even if I was one of those guys who said, okay, I got to come up with something for all these finalists, I didn't even think Jordan had a chance. You know, even when he sat in the hot seat, it's my job to tease him and everything. But I thought, oh, they're going to come knock him off at the very end and Ayler's going to win this thing. And so, yeah, they just kind of come to me and I'm thankful they do.
If I'm Jordan Lee, I have that as my ringtone. I think unbelievable should be his ringtone.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
Dave Mercer has been our guest. Dave, I appreciate you so much.
Thank you very much, and keep up the great stuff you're doing.
Always so good to catch up with Dave Mercer, and he is just so good at what he does and such a friendly guy and does a tremendous job, and I appreciate him joining us there for a few minutes. All right, when we come back, Wesley Strader will join us. Of course, he won this deal at Kentucky Lake with 80 pounds, 4 ounces. Skeet Reese was second. It's heartbreaking in a way when you look at the fact that Skeet Reese had 76 pounds, 6 ounces on just 18 fish, which means he was well over 4 pounds per fish. If my math is right here, he came up one short on day three, one short on day four, would have put him over the top for the win there. He takes $25,000. Kelly J was third, Jason Christie fourth, and Fred Rubmatis came in fifth in this event. So it was an exciting finish. Went down to the stretch and a big day by Wesley Strader to wrap it up and get the win with a 20-pound, 11-ounce bag on Sunday. How did he do it? Well, he's going to tell us how he did it next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. May 17th through 20th, the top 108 bass fishermen in the world will meet at Lake Travis in Jonestown, Texas for the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Texas Fest is a bucket list event for all fans of bass fishing, with $1 million and a Geico Bassmaster Classic berth on the line. Going out of Jones Brothers Park each day, there'll be tons of fun to be had for the entire family. Texas does it big, so make plans to be at Texas Fest this year, May 17th through 20th.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as promised, time to talk to the champ as we continue our streak now of always getting the champion right after an Elite Series or Classic event. And we've been blessed because the guys are so good about doing that. And, of course, we're joined now by Wesley Strader in just his third Elite Series event. He has fished a couple of Classics, but it didn't take him very long to notch a win on the Elite Series. And he joins us now. Wesley, welcome in and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you letting me on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And I told people earlier in the show, they're not going to find you on the Rookie of the Year standings or anything like that. 21 years on the FLW Tour, you decide to come on over. And, boy, that didn't take long, did it?
No, it didn't. I'm kind of shocked myself.
Well, it was certainly a tremendous tournament for you. And how did you feel after day two, because a lot of people felt like myself included, and I had done a hit on Bassmaster Live with Dave Mercer, and all the talk was about Skeet Reese. It looked like he was on something. All his fish were big fish, and he was going to be tough to track down. How did you feel midway through this tournament, though? Did you feel like you had stuff out there that would put you in a position to track him down and to win?
Well, I kind of, just going into that third day, I thought, I caught a lot of fish the second day of the tournament, but I never caught any great big ones. But I knew after, like, let's say the third day, when guys, like, really, a lot of guys struggled on that top 50 cut, I knew what I had going. I thought my fish, the water was stabilizing. I knew it, you know, it takes a couple of days after it stabilizes, and the fish kind of get back acclimated in that shallow water, and they settle down, they start feeding again, or they just get comfortable, I guess, because they're a little spooky when it's falling like that. So I kind of knew what I was doing was going to get better. Yeah. At least I thought in my head it was. And all I needed was, you know, it got cooler one night, and I knew the shad weren't going to spawn as well as it had been when it cools off like that. So I just was hoping that, you know, I would get that opportunity or chance to make some ground up.
Yeah, Wesley Stradier with us. Now, you're from Spring City, Tennessee, over by Watts Bar Lake, the other end of the Tennessee River, and I would assume it's across the state from Kentucky Lake, but I assume you've obviously had a lot of time on Kentucky Lake. A lot of us thought going in this was a 100-pound deal. Were you kind of surprised that you could win it with 83, 85, 86 pounds?
No, I figured it would be a 20-pound a day deal. You know, the lake's changing. There's some things that's going on with the lake that in the system that are, and they're working hard on it to figure it out. But it's not the same lake that it used to be. You can see the weights are kind of declining. You know, there's a couple of tournaments that was there before us, and you know, like 12 pounds was like great, and 13 pounds was like excellent. And but you know, it got a little better for us, but it's one of those things, man. You just you didn't catch a lot of non-keepers. You either caught a keeper or you didn't catch a bass.
Yeah, and you know, look, let's talk about the 900-pound gorilla in the room, the Asian carp, and you know, it's had an effect. There's no doubt about it. But the state of Tennessee, I think, does have a plan in place, and they are getting after it. I mean, it's still a fantastic lake. It's still the Tennessee River system, but it does. You know, I have a lot of faith in the folks at the state of Tennessee,
TWRA,
yeah. And the TWRA is they're gonna figure out a way to get this thing under control.
I do too. I think they're working hard on it, and you know, it's just you know, I don't know. And here's the thing: it could be. And here's the other thing: we've had a weird spring and winter. Like, it was really cold. I've never seen it as cold for a long extended period of time. It has been this winter. Like, I saw White's Creek freeze over for a whole month.
Wow!
Never saw that in my life. And so, you know, there's a couple of things it could have been, but, you know, it's really went downhill a little bit because of the carp situation, but I don't know if that's the main factor or not.
Yeah, Wesley Strader with us talking about his win at Kentucky Lake, and let's talk about Sunday, because when I saw Big Sandy Creek and that you had gone in there and done some damage, I was like, wait a minute, the last time I was on Kentucky Lake, I went into Big Sandy Creek and got a 4-pounder out of a cove there, and you know, I that seemed familiar, but you went into an area I believe that you had not really been into before and started culling your live well out. I mean, it was pretty impressive stuff.
You know, that's kind of the way I did fish. It's just, if I see it, it looks good. If it feels right, I go do it. And like I said, all week long, I was just picking up, you know, I was adapting to each piece of cover, structure, whatever it was that I was fishing. I picked up the lure that fit that situation and in my mind that was best for that situation and just rode with it. Some people call it junk fishing, and I just call it, you know, fishing what's in front of you.
Yeah, well, I call it cash because it's put $100,000 in your pocket. So, I mean, that's a good thing. But, you know, and some of the guys have talked lately. In fact, Kevin Van Dam talked about this last week on the show after his win at Grand Lake about sometimes – you know, the whole idea of pre-fishing out months before. I mean, it's fine if you've never been on a body of water and you want to familiarize yourself with it and you want to do some graphing and things like that. But otherwise, it really doesn't seem to be that valuable, does it? I mean, practice is important, obviously, to see what's going on at a particular, you know, leading into a tournament. But to get out there, you know, before cutoff and do anything, it almost seems like maybe some guys get paralysis by analysis, if you will.
Yeah, the thing with me, the only time I ever do that is if we go somewhere, say like the Sabine River, somewhere that you could get stuck, or I don't really go to fish I just go to make sure I know how to get around, because those tidal water things are really tricky, man. There's not really good mapping of those places, and that's the only time I'll usually do that. But as far as other time, I never pre-fish because it does me absolutely no good, because you're fishing off of memory. You know, just because something looked good, 2 months ago, it ain't going to be the right deal 2 months later. So yeah. It does me no good at all.
You had a lot of different lures that you were using, and you caught fish on a lot of different baits. I mean, you showed a lot of versatility with that. But you gave us a great moment on live on Championship Monday where you felt like after 5 or 6 or 7 fish caught on your spinnerbait, I thought you were going to say that, you got to make sure you retie. No, you decided that it was time to redo the entire bait, to rebuild a bait. And I actually tweeted right after you did that. I'm like, wait a minute, you designed that lure. You're telling me that you don't have a box with 20 of those things in there? I mean, why don't you just tie a new one on? Tell us, though, about why you did what you did in terms of almost rebuilding a lure.
It's just something that I do. I carry blank heads and wires, and I don't carry a big box full of spinnerbaits with blades on them clanging around, and your blades will get rusty and tarnished and all that. It's just, and the thing is, it's 30,000th wire. You get about 7, 8, 9 fish on it. You need to cut it off and redo it because the wire is going to break. And that's the worst thing you want to happen is to have a big one on and the wire break on you. I mean, it's a great spinnerbait. The wire being light is why you get so many bites. It creates more vibration. And it's just something, you mean, don't take me. I can almost do that as quick as I can retie my line. So it's just something I do. Settles my nerves. And, this is what I do. It's nothing that, I'm not against having a bunch of them, but it's just something I do. I just carry a box full of blanks and blades, and that way if I go to a tournament, I don't have a preconceived notion of what blade style or what size I need. When I'm on the water, I look at the water and go, this water looks like double willa or tandem Colorado or tandem or Indiana. I can look at it and judge at what blade style I need and all that.
That is, that's tremendous. I mean, that's fishing a natural way. And I mean, you sound like a guy that grew up in the country fishing what you're looking at and kind of understanding it. Almost sounds like Rick Klun from 30 years ago, where he would analyze what's going on in the birds and everything that's going on around them and the water color and boom, you just had the right lure at the right time and just by your gut.
Well, where I grew up at the house, I had a 14-foot jumbo with no motor until I was about 12 years old. All I had was a paddle. And the cove that we lived in, I fished every inch of that cove paddling with different lures. And so I knew, that's how I grew up, fishing shallow and being able to look at targets and say, this calls for this time of year, this is what the water, you got to fish a lot of different, scenarios over the course of, as a kid. And that's what I built my whole foundation of fishing on and I think nowadays, I know we got electronics, we got great electronics like Rancher electronics and all, we got great electronics, but what a lot of people are missing nowadays is, man, you just got to figure out how to catch fish. You can go out there and graph all day long and find 10 billion schools of fish, but man, you gotta apply it. You gotta know what to do.
Yeah. Wesley Strader came to the Elite Series with over $1.5 million in winnings in FLW, so he's been around the horn before for sure. And so you got to tell the story. You're coming home, you got the big $100,000 check, throw that in the back of the truck. You get home late, you're going to repack to head out to Lake Norman, and then you decide, and then you realize that there's a leaky faucet or spigot outside your house that's draining water. You got a shovel in your hand, right? $100,000 richer, and you got a shovel in your hand digging up a leaky water line in your yard, right?
Oh yeah. I thought my wife had accidentally turned the gas grill on. I was like, I heard something running. I'm like, what is that? And I got up and I could hear it coming from the spigot. And I'm like, well, the way ain't no water coming out of it. And I wiggle a little bit and the water shot out of the ground. It's broke.
Well, I tell you what, it's a good thing you got that taken care of before you went over to Norman for the Open over there, for the Eastern Open. You would have your house would have been floating around, I guess, at that point.
I don't know about the house floating around, but the North Ray Utility District would have been happy, would have been glad that I was gone that long, because they would have got a lot of money.
That's a great point. All right, before I let you go, I know you and a lot of the other guys in East Tennessee are very fired up about the fact that the Classic is going to Knoxville next year. Just your thoughts about the launch of the takeoff being right there in front of Neyland Stadium and along the Vol Navy area, and then also the fishing that you'll be able to do there as well, and how you think that might go.
You know, it could be it's going to be a great event. There's going to be probably record attendance because people are going to go nuts because of Classics in Knoxville. The fishing could be, it's iffy, you know, depending on what kind of winter we get or the amount of rainfall. But Fort Loudoun's a good lake, Intellico. It's a great lake. You know, as we're sitting there at the press conference, you know, they was announcing it, and I could look across at the railroad trestle, and I can remember as a kid, you know, going to Neyland Stadium to the football games, and we'd park on the other side of the river, and we'd walk the trestle. And, you know, I'd be like 10 years old, and a 10-year-old kid stepping from cross tie to cross tie on a railroad track 100 foot off the ground, that's a little unnervy.
Yeah.
So, but it just brought back memories. I'm thinking, man, here we are going to launch right here at this bridge, and hopefully I'm fortunate enough to make it. I would love to be there, but it's going to be a really good, really good tournament. There's going to be a lot of people show up.
Art DeFoth said that he told me that he thinks it would be cool if you guys would offload, you know, would load up after each day and just stay in your boat and have them drive you right over to the Thompson Bowling Arena for the weigh-in. It's only like a mile away, you know what I mean? And you can almost parade right to the arena.
That would be awesome. That'd be cool. Awesome.
That would be so cool. Well, congratulations on the big win. As people are listening to this, you may or may not be fishing a championship day at the Lake Norman Open, and hopefully we got paired up together. You know, that would have been really cool. I would have loved to fish with you there at Norman. But congratulations on the win, and good luck the rest of the season. You're well on your way to making a Classic.
Thanks, buddy. I sure do appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Wesley Strader. Outstanding. What a great addition he is to the elite roster. All right, we'll get our final break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. I'm Tom Abraham, and this is Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio. As we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Now, Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. The total prize package is $30,000. Enter today at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. And when you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops. And one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. Now, that's another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up for fantasy fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. Bassmaster is also pleased to announce a new and improved app for downloading and reading the magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add digital subscriptions for 50% off the full digital price at Bassmaster.com/digital. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. It's a busy week this week in the BASS world. First is the Bass Pro Shops Eastern Open number 2 at Lake Norman. I am fishing in that. That is, of course, running through Saturday. Then there's the Carhartt Eastern Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops over at Lake Cherokee. That's also wrapping up on Saturday. The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is at Lake Travis in Jonestown, Texas. That'll be May 17th through 20th, and that's definitely a bucket list thing that you might want to hit, Texas Fest. The Carhartt College Western Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops is at Clear Lake May 23rd through 25th. Also at Clear Lake will be the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bass Nation Western Regional presented by Magellan Outdoors, and the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Western Open presented by Dick's Sporting Goods will be at Clear Lake as well. That comes up on May 26th. So until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.